For the Detroit Free Press, I'm Kerry Jr. II. Michigan completed its vote count Wednesday, but not without some drama. President Donald Trump filed a lawsuit to halt the count in Michigan. Free Press reporter Dave Boucher has more. Thank you.
Of course, my pleasure. So the Trump campaign, along with a Michigan voter, have filed a lawsuit here in Michigan. They're alleging that this voter was prevented from being an observer of the absentee ballot counting process. The whole goal of the lawsuit, though, is to stop the count of the ballots in Michigan. But honestly, at this point, the judge hasn't acted in the case, so the whole lawsuit might be moot.
What other opportunities do they have to kind of challenge the outcome of Michigan's election?
So they can file a lawsuit. They can allege anything, honestly. There's been a lot of commotion at the TCF Center in Detroit where absentee ballots were counted.
Okay, I'm not going to let anybody in there keep counting ballots to try to get up to numbers where they want to beat Trump in there. Okay, that's what they're trying to do is how can we beat Trump in there? And they're not letting us go win.
And while nobody has mentioned a recount yet, there was obviously a pretty well-publicized recount effort in 2016 after the presidential election. Even if they do file a recount, it's worth noting that typically in the history of recounts, and this is not only a Michigan thing, this is all over the country, especially in big races like this, the margins don't change that much, right? So if there are recounts and the total vote count at the end of the day puts the leading candidate up 10 or 20 votes, then you can definitely see a recount making a difference, right? But if you're in an election and you're up by 20,000 votes, 30,000 votes, while a recount could certainly change the election outcome, it is less likely that the recount would change the outcome so much that that candidate who was originally trailing would end up in the lead.
Dave Boucher, Free Press reporter, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Despite the president's efforts, Joe Biden beat Trump by over 130,000 votes in Michigan. Biden secured 16 delegates and reclaimed the state after Trump won it in 2016. But how does this play out on a national scale? Free Press reporter Todd Spangler offers some context. Thank you, Todd.
Good to talk to you, Kerry.
So Biden was behind Trump in Michigan for a period of time. As we saw absentee ballots coming in, he got a lead. Can you just talk about how this race played out in Michigan?
Absolutely. Yeah, like you say, I mean, we went through the whole night with Trump ahead and well ahead. And we kind of expected that because we expected the in-person ballots to get counted first, the ballots taken at the polling places. And so President Trump went ahead on those. And then as absentee votes started to get counted, it started to narrow down. It appears that where the big numbers came in for Biden are the big counties that, you know, Detroit, Wayne County, Oakland County, Macomb County, Kent County out west where Grand Rapids is. It seems like that's where the big cadre of absentee votes were, as you would expect them to be. And that as those got counted, Biden's numbers got better and better and better. And that's what took him past President Trump in Michigan, giving him a margin a good bit better than Trump won Michigan by over Clinton 4 years ago.
How much of this win for Biden in Michigan impacts the overall race?
Michigan and its 16 electoral college votes are key to Biden winning this election. Now, whether or not they will guarantee that happening remains to be seen. Still need to see if Nevada gets called. Still needs to see if anything changes in Arizona. Arizona's been called by several media organizations. If those were to change, it would affect how important Michigan is. Also, we're still waiting to see what happens in Pennsylvania, and that could take days. If Biden wins Pennsylvania, Biden wins this election, all things being equal. Trump wins Pennsylvania and some of those other states change, it will remain to be seen what the importance is of Michigan. But more than likely, winning Michigan this time is vital to Biden's chances of becoming the president.
Free Press reporter Todd Spangler, thank you so much for talking with me.
Thanks, Gary.
It's not yet clear who the next president will be, but whoever wins will need to address the COVID-19 pandemic. Michigan's health officials reported over 4,100 new coronavirus cases and 19 new deaths Wednesday. In total, health officials have reported over 192,000 cases and 7,400 deaths statewide. For more information on COVID-19 and the presidential election, go to www.freep.com.